You're tuned in to the Todd Coconato Show, otherwise known as The Remnant, one of the most listened to podcasts in the Christian community. You can visit our website, toddcoconato.com. And now broadcasting live around the world from Music City, USA, Nashville, Tennessee, here's the host of the show, Pastor Todd Coconato.
When is it time to wait? And when is it time to go? When is it time to wait and when is it time to go? Well, we're going to discuss this very important question because many Christians go ahead of God while other Christians wait too long and they should have done something a long time ago, but they're still waiting on God. So how do we know? How do we know? That's what we're going to answer today. And this was a listener question, actually a Remnant Core Group question. And I thought we're going to go through that list. We recently asked the Remnant Core Group. You ask, what is the Remnant Core Group? It's a group on Facebook, and you can join that group, Remnant Core Group, if you consider me your pastor, this your church, or part of your online community, and you want to be more of a part of this community, we'd love to have you. And you can just search for in the groups on Facebook, Remnant Core Group, and it will pop up. Join it, answer the questions, and we'd love to have you in the group. And so anyway, this was one of the Remnant Core Group members, which I'm very thankful that you posed this question. We're going to answer it today. So thank you for asking it. And let me read the initial question because I think this will kind of help us. This was the question, okay? What does waiting look like? When you know you are supposed to be running forward, but you are standing at the edge of a cliff, or the urge to swim is overwhelming, but you are standing in the middle of a desert. Do these feelings mean I should be waiting or finding a way? I don't want to miss God, but I don't want to mess things up by waiting when I'm not supposed to. Excellent question. Excellent question. So when faced with a decision about whether to take action or to wait, it can often feel like to us that you're standing on the edge of a cliff, eager to move forward, but unsure if that next step is going to be safe. Alternatively, you might feel a strong desire to move forward, like an urge to swim, but you find yourself in an environment that seems to offer no opportunity for action, like standing in the middle of a desert. And these scenarios can be deeply frustrating and confusing. So I'm going to provide a discussion today around a biblical perspective and scriptures that will address these feelings, aiming to help you discern whether these situations call for waiting or finding a way forward. And my prayer today is that through this discussion, we answer this question for many of you. Many of you that are unsure. And I believe the Lord wants to use this maybe to speak to you and to really light a fire under you. Because I think some of you are waiting and you should have already done something. You should have already gone. And like I said, others of you are going ahead of God and you need to wait. So this is going to be determinative. Let's discuss this. Here are the points based on scripture. We're going to go to Isaiah 40:31. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Very good. So how does this promise of renewed strength influence our decision to wait? Could the strength be gained from waiting? Maybe that's what we need for the needed outcome, for the challenges that we felt standing on the cliff's edge or in the middle of the desert. Could the strength be gained from waiting? That's what you got to ask yourself. Do you need more strength? Do you have the strength that you think you need? Do you have what it takes to accomplish the calling on your life? Now, listen to this. There is a calling on your life. And when I say when somebody's in due season, that means that it's a season where the launching is now taking place. But there's always a season of preparation. David, King David, who was a king, he was a warrior, he beat Goliath, but he had a preparation season. He fought a lion, he fought a bear, and even though the Bible makes it like everything happened real quick, you understand there's years in between these various things that the Bible teaches on King David, and there's a lot of waiting involved, there's a lot of training, and so many of you, and this is okay, are in a season where your strength is being gained from this season. This is your lion and bear season. This is your season to gain the knowledge, to gain the strength, to gain the fortitude for where God is about to take you in the next season. And oftentimes in that season, there's a frustration that comes along with it because we feel, and trust me, I understand this very well, we feel like we're ready. But let me tell you something. If God has not opened the door, then there's nowhere for you to go, then that's probably because you're in this season. Because let me explain something. When it's due season, when it's that time, God is going to provide, he's going to put something in your path or have some type of open door or some type of strategy that he's given you to move forward with so that you can then get to the next step. Here's another very important point. Oftentimes we look at the big picture. Like when I got the vision about the remnant and all the different things that we're doing now, this was like 20 something years ago, friends. And every one of those seasons getting to this season, I thought that I was ready. I thought that it was about to happen. And so oftentimes I would get ahead of God and then it wouldn't happen. I try to make something happen and that wouldn't happen. Or something looked like it was something that God was doing, but then it actually wasn't. It was a decoy or it was an Ishmael. Or you see what I'm saying? So before you get your Isaac season, you will most likely deal with a few Ishmaels. This involves relationships, marriages. This involves your calling as far as what you're ultimately going to end up doing. And that changes from time to time, but it's all part of the greater calling. There's seasons, there's times for different things. Many of us today don't want to serve and do all the things that it's going to take to get us to that next season. People just see the end result and they want that. And so they try to make that happen and they fall flat on their face. So it's very important that we understand, could the season be a season where you are gaining the strength, the tenacity, the fortitude, the understanding in order to get you ready for when you step into due season? Let's continue this. Psalm 27:14. It says, wait for the Lord, be strong, and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. So what does it mean to be strong and take heart while waiting? How can we apply this when feeling pressured to act immediately? Let's answer these questions. What does it mean to be strong and take heart while waiting? It means, in my opinion, is that you're able to overcome the vain imaginations, the flesh that's trying to take you into something that's not what God has. The counterfeits that are placed before you. You know, you got to be strong not to fall into those traps and those temptations, because the enemy will set up many temptations and many traps along the way because it's like bait. And we have to be strong and take heart and know that, no, this is not God. This is why we got to be a person of prayer. My sheep hear my voice. We got to hear the voice of the Lord clearly. We've got to have a dedicated prayer life, and we got to be in the Word. You know, I met a woman this last weekend at the conference, and she's awesome. And she was just sharing, and I loved her heart because they have a calling on their life, her and her husband, and the Lord is raising them up. But the reason why he's doing that is because of the humility that they walk in. See, the Bible says, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord and he will lift you up. So one of the key aspects is motive. What is the motive behind what you're doing? If the motive is, I just want to serve you, Lord. I just want to be doing what you want me to do. I'm here to serve you. Here I am. Send me. And then you show up and your motive is pure. The Lord is going to raise you up into what your calling is. And you'll find that due season period of time where doors start opening and you start seeing a clear God path forward in your calling. Many people don't get the humility aspect. They're trying to raise themselves up because they want notoriety. They want fame. They want accolades of man. They want attention, whatever the case may be. Their motives are wrong, and therefore the Lord is not going to raise them up. This is why he says, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord and he will lift you up. Who's going to lift you up? He is going to lift you up. So to be strong and take heart means that your heart's got to be in the right place and you got to be strong enough in the season of waiting not to fall for the counterfeits, not to fall for the traps. You got to want what God has. You got to want what God wants to do. It can't be what you want to do. Does that make sense? Really important. Proverbs 3:5-6. Proverbs 3:5-6. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. And in all your ways, submit to him and he will make your path straight. So how can trusting in the Lord instead of our own understanding change our perspective on whether to wait or to find a way. How can trusting in the Lord instead of our own understanding change our perspective on how to wait or to find a way? Very simple. Those who wait on the Lord, what? Renew their strength. You're going to have the strength. You're going to have everything that you need as you've waited on the Lord. When he opens the door, it's going to be due season. And when you walk through it, the anointing that you carry because of your humility and the fact that you waited and you're in alignment with the Holy Spirit, that is going to set you up for success. You understand what I'm saying? That is going to set you up for success. So it's motive. Motive. Trusting in God. Instead of our own imaginations, instead of our own desires, instead of our own flesh, instead of our own intuition, how can trusting in the Lord instead of our own understanding change our perspective on whether to wait or to find a way? What does it look like to submit this decision to God? Laying that thing down, my friend. Whatever it is, don't let it become an idol. Sometimes your calling can become an idol. I know that sounds crazy, but it happens all the time. People lose sight of the original direction, the original way, the original reason why they got into ministry. Because over time, so much flesh came in, so many other things came in that they lost their way. Have you ever seen that happen? This happens in so many different areas and so many different aspects. And so the key is to trust the Lord with all of our heart and then not lean on our own understanding. In other words, us trying to figure something out. God is going to do it. We submit to him. We submit the decision to him. We submit the situation to him. We submit the person to him, whatever it is. And then we look to God for the green light. It's going to be in your spirit. It's going to be due season. There's going to be an open door. There's going to be a path forward. And if there's no path forward, then you wait. You don't make a path forward. We didn't. When we came to Nashville, my wife and I, it was out of obedience. We had left the church in California that we pastored for many, many years. I did for many years, and with my family. And so we came out here to Tennessee, and we didn't have a church, and we didn't really have clear direction on what God was doing. All we knew is that he was taking us out here. We come out here, and through that act of obedience, what happened? God started opening doors that only he could open. Within a few weeks, I was with the governor of the state. Within a few weeks, I was on the Grand Ole Opry stage at a conference. Within a few weeks, God started opening doors all around the country. And next thing you know, why? Because we were in due season. But that took 20-something years to get to, friends. See, now listen, I'm not saying everybody's got to wait for 20 years. Some of you will wait for 1 year. Some of you will wait for 5 years. Some of you will wait for 20 years. The bottom line is whenever it's due season, what'll happen is not only will it bear witness in your spirit, but you're going to see God appointments, God connections, and God open doors. Does that make sense? So when we submit, what does it look like to submit the decision to God? It means laying down our desires, our plans, and letting God, because my plans when I came out to Nashville were much different than God's plans. I would have done things a lot differently. Now, did I do everything perfectly? Probably not. But the deal is the one thing I can say pretty assuredly is that I didn't get ahead of God on it because honestly, I had no idea what he wanted us to do. So I literally just waited until the next door opened and then prayed about it and walked through it. And the door started opening all over and it was, I'm crazy. It was only God could have done it. And every situation can look a little bit different. But one thing I can tell you is going to look the same is that you're going to know that you've stepped into a new season because all of a sudden there's going to be a shift in your life and there are going to be open doors in front of you. You understand what I'm saying? Just make sure they're not the Ishmael. And that's where it requires us to pray over the matter. And the Bible says in the mouth of two or more witnesses, my word is established. So you may have, maybe have like an elder or mentor or somebody in your life. Hopefully, it'll bear witness in their spirit too. What the Lord is telling you. Now, I have to tell you, once in a while, somebody in your life will try to hold you back. So you got to be careful about that. Make sure that this person has a pure heart also that you're inquiring of and that they're not jealous of you or they don't have a different, something that they want you to do that is not of God. So it's very important that, the person that you're going to have that agreement with is somebody that's for you, has your best interest, and really loves and fears the Lord. Okay. James 1:5, if any of you lacks wisdom, here's what he says. Let him ask of who? God. What does God do? He gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. So how might asking God for wisdom specifically address the uncertainty about waiting or acting? Well, how will God address it? Is he's going to speak to your heart? in your prayer time, in your time in the Word, there's going to be agreement. There's going to be things that bear witness that are going to go in alignment with where you're headed. I believe that there's going to be multiple different ways. Usually God will show me in 2, 3, 4, 5 different ways, many different confirmations that I know clearly this is a God thing. See, I know clearly. So you don't have to move forward until you have that assurance. Sometimes like God will tell me something and then I'm not sure if it's God or not, even though I think it is. And I'll say, God, I think this is you. And I want to do this, but I just want to make sure it's you. And I'm not listening to my flesh or to the enemy. So please give me more confirmation. Please continue to confirm this. And almost every single time, I think pretty much every time that I've ever asked that, God's confirmed it. And so that's where there's confirmation that'll happen. He will show you. And the scripture says, if you lack wisdom on the situation, ask God and he's going to speak it to you. He's going to show you. Philippians 4:6-7. It says, don't be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, this is important. And this is when the peace of God, which will pass your understanding, you're not going to be anxious. You're not going to be fearful. You're not going to be wondering if you miss God or whatever. You are going to have a peace. It's going to pass the understanding and it's going to guard your heart and your mind in Jesus Christ. That means in the Holy Spirit. And you're going to feel a peace. You're going to feel such a peace. And so don't be anxious. Do it through prayer. Do it through seeking. And then thank God as he takes you through it. Thank you, Lord. Every day I marvel. We just had this awesome event in Austin area and it was beautiful. God met us and many of you came out and it was just so amazing. And so I left there just on like cloud 9, just like, wow, look what you just did, God. But here's the thing. It was done through prayer and supplication, getting to that event. And then afterward, there was thanksgiving. And I said, Lord, we desire to do your will and to get as many people saved, set free, healed, and delivered as possible around the country. So please continue to guide us on dates and places that we're supposed to go. And we are going to go. We're going to go. We are saying, yes, we'll go. Send me. But we want to make sure we don't get ahead of you. So can the peace, listen to this, can the peace of God serve as an indicator for when to act and when to wait? You better believe it. How can we cultivate a practice of bringing our anxieties about decision-making to God in prayer? When you start feeling anxious, this is a very important time. You need to immediately go to prayer. Say, Lord, I'm feeling anxious about this. You say, do not be anxious for anything. I'm feeling anxiety. I need you to take this away. So I'm going to lay this down. Well, Todd, we want you to come speak at this conference. Okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to say yes right away. I'm going to say, thank you for the invitation. I appreciate it very much. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to pray about it and I'll get back to you. Usually the Lord will speak pretty quick. Don't go there. Go there. You're called to go there. You're not called to go there. It's not the place where I want you right now. Not every open door is a God door. Not everything that's good is of God. God is always good, but not everything good is from God. Everything from God is good, but not everything that looks good is God. Does that make sense? So you got to make sure, and don't be anxious, everything through prayer and seeking God, then giving him thanksgiving, let your request be known to God. And then there's going to be that peace, and the peace of God will serve as an indicator for you when you have peace about something, when to act and when not. If you don't have peace, don't act. If you have peace, that's an indicator. Now, you still got to make sure it's a for sure thing, but peace is important. I have peace about going and speaking on May 11th at Alan Didio's church, Bishop Allen's. I'm going to go there. There's a complete peace in my heart. There's a complete peace in my heart about speaking in Arizona at the Courage Tour with Mario. Absolute peace. I feel peace about it. We're going to go. It's going to be awesome. God's going to meet us. I have peace. Does that make sense? So the peace will lead you. Now, there's many things throughout the week that happen here at the ministry or people that call and they want me to do something or they need this or something. And God will either give me a peace or he'll give me a check in my spirit. If I get a check in my spirit, I'm not going to do it. What is a check? You feel an uneasiness. You feel there's something in you that feels uneasy about it and you don't quite know why. You don't know how to put your finger on it, but there's something that's making you feel, no, don't do that then. Wait, learn to trust the Holy Spirit. Wait until you have peace. Peace is an indicator. So let's address some of the original questions. Do these feelings mean I should be waiting or finding a way? Well, feelings of urgency or hesitancy can indeed be prompts to seek deeper guidance from the Holy Spirit. And they signal, listen to this, a need to pause and to consult God through prayer and reflection on the scripture. So you got to seek God through prayer and you're going to get an answer. Okay, what right now, if you're feeling that urgency or that hesitancy, that is a prompt for you to seek deeper guidance. And God will give it to you liberally, according to the scripture. I don't want to miss what God, but I don't want to mess up things by waiting when I'm not supposed to. This is the question. I don't want to miss God, but I don't want to mess things up by waiting when I'm not supposed to. So this concern is common and valid. And engaging in continuous dialogue with God and the Holy Spirit, seeking counsel from other mature believers, this is wise counsel. It's okay to seek wise counsel. And immersing yourself in the scripture, all critical steps in making informed decisions that align with God's timing. So I would say it's a three-step process. Number one, engage in continuous dialogue with God. Number two, seek wise counsel. Number three, immerse yourself in the scripture and the Holy Spirit will speak to you through the scripture and give you an informed decision that's going to align with the Holy Spirit. Because the scripture is basically telling you what God thinks, what God desires for you. So this discussion invites us to not only just consider the actions versus the inaction, but to deeply engage with God's promises and guidance as we make these decisions. Both waiting and finding a way can be active. Faith-filled responses to God's lead when done with intentionality and reliance on his wisdom. Now, let's talk about getting ahead of God. When people get ahead of God, they're like that person that's treading water, and eventually they're going to get tired. Unless it's God breathes, you're going to run out of energy. You're going to run out of the desire to keep going because you've been lifting this thing up on your own. When you have the strength of the Holy Spirit, you're not going to get tired. I can preach 10, 15, 20 times in a week. I know it sounds crazy, but how many times do I do radio shows and interviews and church services and conferences and different things? But I can have plenty of strength to do that because it's of the Lord. The minute I start doing something that's not of God, I lose the strength. I get tired. I get weary. I get discouraged. My attitude changes. So when do you wait on God? Okay, here's when you wait. Unclear direction. If you feel uncertain or confused about a decision, it's wise to wait. Lack of peace or clarity can be a sign that you need to pause and seek further guidance from God through prayer and through this holy word. Okay, number one. Number two, during times of spiritual renewal, waiting on God can be particularly important when you're experiencing spiritual growth or renewal. In other words, you're in a season of training. You're in a season of growth. You're in a season of testing and renewing. And so these periods will enhance you and your sensitivity to his voice and prepare you for future actions. Don't negate those times. Don't get ahead of God in times of spiritual renewal. Number three, when patience is required to develop what? Character. Sometimes God uses periods of waiting to refine and strengthen our character. If you find yourself in a situation that requires patience, consider that God might be using this time to prepare you for what's ahead. Patience is of the Lord. Okay, he's a patient God. Long-suffering, fruit of the Spirit. Providence isn't aligned. If doors aren't opening and circumstances are not aligning in a way that would enable you to move forward, this is probably a sign that it's time to wait and trust God's timing. Now, God will often give you the vision without the provision, yes. So you step into whatever the initial stage of that is, but you're only going to go as far as your root goes deep, and you're only going to go as far as God wants you to go. So if you hit a wall or a season of waiting, and you've done what you're supposed to do, and you've taken the initial step into the vision and calling, then it's probably a time where God is just continuing to have you in a holding pattern. I know that's annoying, but it's because there's going to be a growth. There's going to be something that's happening in this time. And so if you don't have the finances or the open door and you've done everything you could to start the initial process and you've said yes and you've showed up, and you know, that's okay. Just understand God is not out of time. He's not out of resources. You're not too old. You're not going to miss the call. If you've done your part, that's all you need to do. If you've done your part, that's all you need to do. Don't play God. Let God be God. Somebody needs to hear this right now. Let God be God in your life. I understand you want to do this already. You got the passion. I had this calling and this passion in me for 20 something years before God finally allowed me to move forward. So just because you see now, I understand waiting. Trust me. I used to beg God. I used to cry, the whole thing. But you got to make sure it's God's timing. Guidance from a spiritual mentor. If a trusted spiritual mentor, if trusted spiritual mentors advise you to wait and pray for further clarity, it's wise to consider their counsel seriously as they can offer an outside perspective on God's will in your life. Here's when to move forward, and then we got to go. Clear biblical principles. If scripture clearly supports an action or decision, you can move forward with confidence. Confirmation through prayer. If after praying and seeking God, you feel peace and assurance about a decision, this can be a sign that God is directing you to move forward. Alignment of circumstances. When opportunities align with your God-given gifts, desires, and a clear call, and there are no contradictory signs, it's probably the right time to take a step of faith. Urgency of the situation. Some situations require immediate action, such as responding to something, helping someone in need, or making a decision before a deadline. If delaying action could be a negative consequence or miss an important opportunity, it may be a prompt to go ahead and move. Wise counsel agrees. If people you respect and who are also spiritually mature agree in the mouth of two or more witnesses, your word is established and encourage you to move forward, this can often be a confirmation that it's the right time to act. So you got to weigh all these things out, and you got to seek the Lord, and you got to have an active prayer life, and the Lord is going to show you the right timing, okay? But don't despise that season of waiting. Don't despise the season of waiting. We went through a lot of different things in a pretty short period of time today. We'll have to revisit this in the near future, but I hope that this helped you. All right, we love you. We bless you, and we'll be back soon.